The Pasuk in Iyo states, Halot Tzava Le'enosh Al Ha'aretz V'chimei Sochi Ramav. A person has a tzava, a zman katsum, a fixed time upon the earth, and his days are like the days of a worker. Chazal and Pirkei Avos perhaps formulate this slightly in different words, but the same idea. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Hayom Katzar, V'hamalacha Meruba, the day is long, there's a lot of work to be accomplished. V'hapoalim Atzelim, the workers, that's us, are lazy. V'haschar Harbe, there is much reward to be earned. U'bal Habayis Dochek, that's the Ribon Shalom, the Bal Habayis has many demands. V'lo Alecha Hamalacha Aligmar, from Avos Rabbi Nosson, merges these two. V'lo Ata Ben Chorin Li Batel. You can't perhaps complete everything, but you can't shirk your responsibilities either. The most precious quantity, perhaps, that exists in this world is time. There is a halacha that's well known, and I've spoken about it in this forum before, that if one shechts the karban with the improper thoughts of eating the meat of the karban, so if one has the thoughts of eating the meat, chutz limkomo, violating kedusha samakom, so the Mishnah says in the second parak in Zvachim, pasul ve'ein bo kares. The karban is invalid, but the penalty for eating it does not entail kares. However, if one shechts that very same karban with the intention of eating from its meat outside of the prescribed time, chutz lizmano, the Mishnah says, pigul v'chayov in olav kares. It's pigul, and the penalty for eating it is kares. Apparently, kedushas hazman, the sanctity of time, is even more significant than kedushas hamakom. The Gemara in Megillah discusses the source for how do we know that you can read the Megillah on multiple days, not just the 14th and 15th, but the 11th, 12th, and 13th, the Yemei HaKenisa. And the Gemara there says that one, according to one opinion, it's based on L'kayem es Yemei HaPurim Ha'ele Bizmanehem, in their times. The Pasuk could have said Bizman, it could have said Bizmanam, instead it says Bizmanehem. And based upon this, the Gemara learns the additional times. The other opinion, however, rejects this and offers an alternative source. The Gemara wants to know why did it not learn it from this Pasuk, of Bizmanehem. The Gemara says, Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, Lo Mashmalei. This is meant to be a comment about Parshanut, about exegesis, that he didn't understand the words, Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem. Not that Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, Lo Mashmalei. Not that he didn't appreciate the value of time. My guess is that there has never been a society in human history such as the one that we find ourselves situated in today, with so much leisure time and so many ways to waste it. It might very well be said of contemporary culture, Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, Lo Mashmalehu. We can and have to do better. The first crucial element in recognizing Kedushas Hazman is the proper allocation of time. Our fixed Siddurim and other activities, other important activities as well. Being a student in the yeshiva and in the college at the same time is excruciatingly demanding. I don't think I have to tell that to any of you. It is crucial before undertaking the task at hand to understand what is demanded of you and how to divide your energies, prioritizing needs and activities. Different people will and should make different choices. For some Talmidim, a 30-minute night Seder might be appropriate. For some, it might be 4 hours. For most, it is probably something in between. Remember, the Gemara in Brachos states, Margala Bafume de Rabbanan de Yavne, a popular expression in the mouths of the sages of Yavne. Ani Beria v'chaveri Beria. I am a person, I am a being, and so is my fellow man. Ani malachti v'ir, I, the Talmud Chacham, my malacha is in the city, v'hu malachto basada, he works in the fields. Ani mashkim malachti, v'hu mashkim malachto. We both get up early to do our work. Kishem shu'enu misgad der b'malachti, Kachani eini misgader b'mlachto. Just as he does not belittle and infringe upon my malacha, I shall not do the same to him. V'shema tomer ani marbe v'humamik. Perhaps one would say, but I do more, I learn more and he learns less. Shoninu, the Mishnah Menachos, echad amarbe v'echad amamit, uvuvad shi'chav enis libo l'shamayim. Note that in this popular expression, in this pearl of wisdom, there is a tolerance expressed towards perhaps bitul Torah, but not towards bitul malacha, or what we might call bitul zman. There is never an excuse for bitul zman. It is crucial that one not take on more than one can handle. Because when the crunch time comes, a person will inevitably stumble, and this has two damaging consequences. Number one, consistency in avodas Hashem in all aspects of life is a spiritual value. And when once one has reached a certain level, to descend is moridin bakodesh. And we know the principle is malin bakodesh velo moridin. Number two, from a psychological perspective, and I think most of us understand this, that when one stumbles in the middle of a zman because of an overwhelming workload, it is very disheartening and discouraging to fall off one's pace, and many students never recover from it. If in the early going of a zman or part of a zman, or at any point, you find extra time, you can always steal it for productive purposes. You can learn more or use it for other kinds of valuable and meaningful activities. The Tosefta, in its description of Geneva, after it describes seven prohibited forms of Geneva, it speaks about one form which is not only permitted but laudatory. Aval hamisganev me'acher chaver. If you slip away from your friends who are engaged in batala, v'holech v'shone pirko, and you go, you get in another mishnah, another perek, another seder, another piece of something. Aval pisha nikra ganav, zoche liatzmo. It's a big zechus. But it's always better to start out slowly, methodically, and carefully, and find out that you can then take on more than to do the reverse. So that's the first step. Once one has identified one's priorities and goals, proper planning is crucial. The idea is l'kayem esimei apurim ha'ele bizmanehem, to do the work in its time. If you have a paper coming due in 4 weeks, don't wait until 3 days before it to start doing it. It's bad for the paper, and even worse for your siddurim. If you had midterms coming in a few weeks, start studying not 2 days before, but 3 weeks before. Or when midterms come, first we'll go night seder, then morning seder, then shir. I think most of us have seen this happen. It's not a pleasant sight. Number three is the removal of distractions. Yalta, in a very famous passage, commented to her husband, Rav Nachman. She said that kol da'asel arachmana shiralan kavase. Everything that the Torah prohibited, so it has a permitted analog. Another way of presenting this is that almost everything in life has upsides and downsides. It all depends on how it's used. Modern technology, and many of you are not old enough to appreciate what it was like even 15 or 20 years ago, has wrought wonders. Email and the internet has brought potentially tremendous cost savings in the most precious of things, time. But it also can be one of the most destructive forces to time. The ability to get drawn in and tethered to technology and to be distracted by it is incredible. I don't think I need to tell this to most of you. I think it's pretty obvious. Some of the Talmidim earlier in the year were involved over concerns over the content found on the internet. And indeed, that is something to be seriously concerned about. But I also worry, in some ways almost more, about the time that can be wiped out by the internet. Finally, a last note here about preparing to deal with time issues. And the truth is, when I was asked to speak this evening, the person who asked me commented that the last time I addressed this topic, it was right before finals, which was almost avar zman batel karbano. So now I'm standing in the middle of midterms, and perhaps for midterms it's avar zman batel karbano, but there's still almost half a semester, half a zman ahead of us. So when one does find oneself in the situation of being overwhelmed, it becomes a triage situation. How do you deal with situations where there simply isn't enough time in the day? So as I said, you can plan properly for finals, but midterms are upon us. I only have one suggestion. Obviously, you should do your best not to slack off in Siddur. But I should also add a principle, and some, I think, fail to grasp this. Gadol ha-mitzuva me'osa, mimi she'ena mitzuva va'osa. It's funny to be standing here during night Seder and saying this, but the fact is that morning Seder is an absolute chiyuv. Night Seder, compared to morning Seder, is a little bit of a reshus. It's a reshus shel mitzvah. And the first thing, ideally nothing should be sacrificed, but again, that one which is mechuyevin, you're obligated to do first. And if you have planned poorly for midterms and you find yourself in a triage situation, don't repeat the error for the remainder of the Zman. There is another important issue which relates to the usage of time, and that is, generally speaking, priorities and immediacy in life. In the words of Koheles, "B'cholei shiyu v'gadecha levanim v'shemen aroshcha al yasar." It's another way of saying that a person in some way should live one's life as if one, the end might be near. You never know. You always need to be prepared. And a person who adopts that attitude obviously thinks carefully about what is really important in life and what should be done now and what isn't really so important that can be left till tomorrow, so that if there is no tomorrow, it's okay that it wasn't done. Chazal said this in other terms. Al tomar l'chashe'ipone efne eshne shemalotipone. Don't say, when I get some free time, I'll learn then. Because you know what? The free time may never come. Whether it is spending time with parents or children or chaverim or the accumulation of more Torah knowledge or accumulating important knowledge of chachma, one needs to understand what is truly important and what can perhaps wait till tomorrow. And remember, as the Mishnah says in Avos, Rabbi Meir says, "In batalton min haTorah, yesh lecha b'teilim harle kenegdecha." If you're looking for things to waste your time on, to be distracted by, there's no shortage of opportunities. Yesh lecha b'teilim harbe kenegdecha. There will be many opportunities for batala. But our responsibility in prioritizing time is to recognize what is really important, what is not really important, and to make sure that those things that are really important get done. The lesser things that are of lesser importance, they will get done tomorrow, they won't get done tomorrow, but they come tomorrow, not today. Before I turn to one last topic related to time briefly, I want to take the opportunity to suggest perhaps a very practical exercise, a useful exercise, that I would encourage people to try. I think it would provide all of us with a certain perspective on what we are doing with our lives. And it might be one of the most effective ways of affecting change. I would suggest that from now until Shabbos, or maybe now till a week, set aside a week and keep a time log of everything you do. Write down in the log when you got to the Beis Medrash Morning Seder, when you left Morning Seder, how long the coffee breaks you took, if you got any text messages and you responded to them. Log every single thing you do, when you study for courses, how much time you spend browsing on the internet. And when it comes Shabbos, or perhaps after Shabbos, if this is a Shtar Hadyotos, or a week from now, whatever time frame you set, just add up what you did with your time. I think that you might find that it can be quite illuminating and quite productive. I mean it seriously. A very practical suggestion. It can be very effective in the process of tshuva, in the process of introspection. Ad kan, I've spoken about the importance of time and its careful utilization. These are dvarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam. But their neglect, while endangering one's personal spiritual growth, is fundamentally bein adam lamakom, and doesn't usually produce direct chilul Hashem. There is, however, one serious problem that I've observed in the yeshiva that relates to the issue of Zman, which is a very serious issue. Not the issue of time, but the issue of on time. I have observed that students, talmidim of the yeshiva, and it's been described to me by colleagues as well, routinely come late to shiurim and especially even classes in the college. They walk in late. Such behavior reflects terribly upon all of us as people, and even worse as B'nai Torah. It is a blatant violation of Derech Eretz to walk in, especially habitually late, to a classroom. And ironically, in the afternoon, in the college, it's even worse, because the potential for Chilul Hashem is so much greater. If you know that you have a class or shiur at a certain time, make it your business to have your materials with you, and make sure you're there before class starts. At Matan Torah, when the Ribbono Shalom showed up to Har Sinai first, that was the exception. As Rashi comments in Parshas Yisro, Melamed shehiktim al yodam, ma she'ein derech basar v'dam lasos kein, shehei harav mamtin l'talmud. The normal way in life, this teacher doesn't wait for the students. The students wait for the teacher. If you happen to have two classes with no time in between, sometimes they schedule things that way, you may be onus. In which case, beforehand you should explain to the teacher, apologize, and explain there's nothing you can do. But most time slots in the schedule here have small blocks of time in between. They're not there for batala, but rather for ensuring that you can get from one class to the next in the proper time. Perhaps I am being guilty of Al Tomar Shehayamim Harishonim Hayutov Me'ela, but when I was a Talmud, I don't recall this being an epidemic. But the way it's described to me, and even what I've seen with my own eyes now, it's commonplace and it's problematic. There are different ways of looking at it, but I remember when I was a Talmud in Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter Shir, so I had a wonderful chavrusa, a fine, fine Ben Torah. But we had a difference as to what to do on the very, very rare occasion. For some reason, we weren't in shir before Rav Shechter got there. His feeling was that even though he was late, he didn't want to miss hearing, getting something more. And my feeling was that it was so disrespectful to walk in that it was better for me to get the shir later and not to walk in. I don't know whether he was right or I was right. Maybe both approaches are right. But rest assured that it was an extremely rare occasion. Extremely rare that either of us would be late. When I was there, at least, maybe it's still true in Rav Shechter Shir now, everybody was there before. Everybody was there pretty much waiting for when he walked in. I would just conclude on this particular note, and certainly I need to conclude on time. The Gemara in Yoma describes what our purpose in life as B'nai Torah is, and what we have to avoid at all costs. And that's why I think the last issue in some ways is the most important one, of being on time. The Gemara in Yoma describes, Mishakore v'shoneu mishamesh tamid echachamim, and Rabosei, that is you, ve'ein maso matano b'amuna, he doesn't conduct his business faithfully, ve'ein b'dibura b'nachas imabrios, he doesn't get along well with people. He doesn't behave appropriately. Mahabrio somrosalav. What do people say about him? Oilo leploni shelama Torah. Oilo leaviv shelimdo Torah. Woe to this person who learned Torah, his Rebbe. Woe to his father. Re'u kama mekulkalan masav. Kama v'chama mechuaran drachav. Look how poor his behavior is. What we desire is the opposite reaction, the definition of Kiddush Hashem. And that's something that we can accomplish through our actions. When a Ben Torah always shows up on time, when a Ben Torah shows the appropriate respect for Rabbeim, for professors, then the net effect is that Shehei Korah V'Shona Meshamesh Tamid Echachamim V'Yehei Masano Matano B'Nachasim Abrios. He behaves appropriately. Mahabrios Omrosala. What do people say about him? Ashrei Aviv Shelimdo Torah, Ashrei Rabo Shelimdo Torah. Praise be his father, his Rebbe who taught him Torah. Woe to those who are not the denizens of the base medrash who study Torah. Ploni shalimdo Torah. Ploni who they taught Torah to. Re'u kama naim drachav. Kama mesukana masav. Look how wonderful his ways are. Olav akasav omer. About him, the Nabi says, Vayomru li avriata Yisrael asher b'cha ispa'er.